All right, Bezer Hashem, for the Chidushim Shir today on the, from that Beis and Bamitzia, I wanted to share with you. It's always important to know the goals of what we're trying to accomplish. So this is not a classic Shat Shir or even a classic Iwan Shir. My goal with you is to summarize some fascinating ideas that emerge from the Gemara on Beis Amid Aleph, and share with you quite a Chidush, which I think has legitimacy to it, but I will only know after the Talmidim get back to me about what they think about it. Let me start off with a bunch of very, very basic questions that are well aware to everybody here. And that is, Gemara has a Havamina. When the Mishnah says, Ani Mitzasiya, it means Re'isiya, and the Gemara uses the expression that we would think the Re'iya, we would have a Havamina that Re'iya is Kani. So there are a few basic questions that emerge from our sugya. Number one, if you hold Re'iya as Kani, so Tosis points out that at the end of the day, that's Nistar from a Gemara later on. Tosis asks in Dibur Maskul Re'iya Ba'amel Kani, that we see in general that Ras HaMetziya Ba'amel Chaver Tznali, the Lov Kana Re'iya, that you're not Kana with Re'iya. So it's very, very strange, and Tosis gives a very difficult teretz. Obviously, during regular Iyun Shir, before we even start analyzing on our own, we have to work on Tosis. But the assumption over here is everybody already worked on Tosis. It's Kash and Teretz and so on. So Tosis, Teretz is difficult. And at the end of the day, before Tosis came along, before Tosis is Teretz, what does one do about the fact that we have a Havamina that Re'iya is not going to be Kana? It's a very, very funny, very funny type of Havamina. Number two is once you conclude the sugya and you say Re'iya is not Kana, then Tosis comes back in the other direction. It says the Farish Gemara that says the Habata is Kana. So that's also funny. In other words, at the end of the day, one of these goals, what I'm trying to do in these Chidushim Shir, is trying to teach us that after we do the whole sugya to take a step back. The way I would describe it is that most of the Iyun is supposed to be using your microscope. You're analyzing a small piece. Now, every once in a while, we need to pull back and look at it from the perspective of a telescope. Most of Iyun has to be done in a microscope. Every once in a while, you want the telescopic view to be able to see the whole picture. The mushal being that, if a person spends the whole time analyzing a painting only with their nose all the way up at the painting, they're not going to see the whole picture. So you can analyze these small pieces, very, very well. But the big picture could be lost. So that's one of our goals. So at the end of the day, after we got through understanding all the ways that we've shown him understand it, but what are at the end of the day, the sugya still comes out very, very funny. That on the one hand, the Farish Gemara says, Habata is Kona, according to one man Dalmar, on Kuf Yud Ches. On the other hand, if you can say the Havamina Re'iya is Kona, say, how is that going to work? Those are very, very basic and well-known questions in the sugya. In Pshat, of course, there are another couple of well-known questions in the sugya, and that is in Rashi, the Ramaskal Re'isiyah, Rashi has a very, very funny expression. Rashi says, Kaidem Sheik Besa Isa. I saw it before you. Before you picked it up. I saw it before you picked it up. So the Maharam, so the question being, what is Rashi coming to say? Kodem Sheik Beisel. So what's, of course, obvious is Kodem Sheik Beisel. So Maharam Shif, let's see the Maharam Shif inside. It's always kedai to see sensitive things inside. So Maharam Shif gives a very, very nice basic pshat, which needs to be the first pshat that we start off working with. And the Maharam Shif's pshat is that I might have thought, says Maharam Shif, Avil Ihavaton, third line into Maharam Shif, Dibur Maskul Re'isiyah, Avil Ihavaton Re'isiyah Kodem Shere'isa, Vayimuvan Efshar Shebe'in Hagbo, Efshar Shebe'adi Adadi Hagbo, Ve'ein Mechulachin Rakbi Re'iyah. So the Maharam Shif says that the Rashi is trying to tell us the following. We're not talking on about a case where both of them picked it up at the same time. Because if we were talking about a case where both of them had picked up at the same time, then there would be no proof in terms of the halacha Re'isiyah. So the emphasis is Kodem Sheik Besa, before you picked it up. Yes, you picked it up first. But Afal Pikein Re'iya is Kona. That's the way the Maharam Shif works. Okay. That's definitely a possible, that is a possible shot. But the Rashi really, really jumps out at us. Another diuk, which I don't think I brought the Sefer now. It's Mimon or Gavriel. I think it's in a pink folder. This I thank Lee Schwartz, whose father, he's not here now because his father should have a Refuah Shleima, grandfather should have a Refuah Shleima. Lee pointed out to me that the Kos Yeshuas, that the Kos Yeshuas says something striking on the Lashon HaGemara. And we notice this in the Lashon HaRashi. The Gemara's Lashon is the Beriya Be'alma Lo Kanila. Riya Be'alma. So what is the word Riya Be'alma? What is that? What are those words Be'alma? What are those words Be'alma? So you could see, translate the word Riya Be'alma as just a Riya. Stam a Riya Be'alma. That's how we would say it in Yeshiva Shishbrach. A Riya Be'alma. The Kosa Yeshuas points out that there's another way to read Re'iyah Ba'alma. And that is Re'iyah in all Kinyanim. In other words, according to the Kosa Yeshuas, the reason why the Gemara uses the expression Ba'alma is to tell me that Re'iyah over here that we're dealing with is a Re'iyah in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Kosa Yeshuas' Ha'ara. Re'iyah in general, that's what the word Ba'alma means, by all Kinyanim. Not just by Metziah. Ha'ara number 4, or Tzarechinu number 4, Rashi doesn't learn this way. Take a look at Rashi's Girsa. Rashi's Girsa is not that way. Where do we have in Rashi? We once noticed that Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Re'iyah Kani. Be'Re'iyah Kani. Rashi does not use the expression anywhere of Ba'alma. So that's Sarachian, that Rashi doesn't use Ba'alma. Now, what we're going to advance in Rashi is only assuming the Kosa Yeshua's Diuk. If you assume like the Kosa Yeshua's Diuk, so then there's something fascinating in this use of Be'Re'iyah Ba'alma. Okay, so these are the 4 Tzarechians. Tosis is 2 basic questions. What is Rashi coming to bring out when Rashi says, Kodem Sheik Beso? So you could learn like the Maram Shif. Or there could be that there's something else that's at play. As well as, what is Rashi doing when he doesn't say Ba'alma? He just says, Risia. And finally, there's always room to think about the question of why is it that we have Bava Metzia right after Bava Kama. So we've had explanations that we've discussed already in the past. Tosis' explanation and the Ran's explanation. But there might be room as well to see from a fresh perspective something else in terms of the relationship between the 2 Masechtos. To introduce the Chiddush that I want to throw out to you, I want to first start with a different approach. I want to start out with the observation, and maybe just to teach you a little bit of how a younger Rebbe thinks, young but still older than you, is to show you how this evolved in my own mind. Not on my own, just philosophizing, but seeing the issues that the Rishonim and Achronim were struggling with, that brought me to a place that might share with us something very, very interesting. The Ritva, Bayas, makes a very, very obvious point. The Ritva already points out that this Ria Ba'alma is unique. In a way, the Ritva was bothered by our question. The Ritva pointed out, was bothered, at the end of the day, where do we see in Shas that Re'iya is Konev? So what does the Ritva come along and do? He says the following, Hava mina b'riya ba'alma konev pirish v'lo binan hagba. Wait a second, if you learn the Mishnayis, in other words, the Ritva is really bothered by our first question. If you look in Mishnayis Kedushin, learning Mishnayis is really, really important. If you know Mishnayis well, that gives you a tremendous sense of the telescope. So the Ritva says like this. The Ritva says, at the end of the day, Re'iyah Ba'alma, where do we see that it's Konev? No, in general, you need Hagbah. So he says, V'lo b'inan Hagbah, kivan she'en l'das acheres makne. Ah, you need a lower level kinyan over here. Because you don't have a das acheres. D'b'mekachu memkaru d'b'ina m'shicha Hagbah. Notice, by Maven Yavin, Mekach Umemkar is going to be Rav Papa. Rav Papa is going to introduce Mekach Umemkar. When it comes to Mekach Umemkar, it's a Remez Ba'alma. When we're talking about Mekach Umemkar, then you need a stronger form of Kinyan. Why? Because you were transferring it from Rishus A to Rishus B. However, if there isn't a Das Acheres, so then in such a case, you might require a Kinyan that's not as heavy and not as strong. Now, this point of the Ritva his stam, a beautiful shtickel Torah that everybody should know on the sugya because it's a classic. It has profound, profound hashlachos. And the Magia on the Ritva did a nice job by sending to the Simrei Moshe. I think I saw in other places, but even the Masada Rav Kook sends us to this very, very important Imrei Moshe that I discussed with the second and third year boys. And that is that Imrei Moshe points out that when it comes to our sugya, there is a very basic answer that you could give to Tosas' question. Let's pick up. I want to take out one part of the Imrei Moshe and bring out the Yisod that Bezer Hashem you'll be able to use in other places as well. He says, Tosas' second question, five lines into Os Tev Zayin. What about the fact that Habata the Hefker is Kani? So how could we conclude Ria Ba'alma is not, Ria Ba'alma is not Kone? Can I just get one more, please? Ria Ba'alma is not Kone, thank you. So the Imrei Moshe says, He says, this rule that we say that habata is kone, hainu dafka behefker. That's only talking about if you're doing habata on something that's hefker. Avoliknos davar mechavero vadai delekamad damer dekani. So the Imrei Moshe sets out his beautiful, beautiful chiluk. And he says the answer to Tosas is kasha about habata. Now, the Nachas David also has a beautiful teretz as well, which fits in the Lashon of Rashi, Vamevin Yavin and Kuf Yud Ches. But we're not going to mention the Nachas David. But the Imrei Moshe has a beautiful teretz. And this is a classic Brisker teretz. By the way, just a piece of history that's also part of the telescope that you have to have a sensitivity towards. The Imrei Moshe was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk. Reb Chaim, the interesting thing is, Reb Chaim didn't teach in the yeshiva where he was after he retired, after Volozhin closed, Reb Chaim retired. And he did not say consistent shiurim. He built a yeshiva in Brisk, and he took his Talmud to be the Rosh Yeshiva. That was Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. Now, it's really interesting piece of history. I think I mentioned it in the Iwan Shir as well, is that Rav Moshe Sokolovsky wrote a sefer beforehand called Meleches Yom Tov on Maseches Beitza. An Iwan sefer on Maseches Beitza. That Iwan sefer, the style is entirely different. There's pre-Reb Chaim, and there's post-Reb Chaim. And you mamish see it in two different svarim of the Imrei Moshe. It's well known in the Olam HaYeshivas that one of the best presenters of what Reb Chaim was trying to do to his Talmidim was the Imrei Moshe. And you could compare Imrei Moshe before versus the Sefer on Beitza called Meleches Yom Tov. The Imrei Moshe's teretz is a beautiful teretz. He says like this, when do we say just looking at it alone is going to be koneh? That's only where there's no das acheres. However, if we're talking about a case where there is a das acheres, so then in such a case, then you need something stronger. What's our case of mitzia, says the Imrei Moshe? Our case of mitzia has a little bit of a das acheres. What's the little bit of the das acheres? So here he has step number two of the chiddush. Avedas akum. How do you look at Avedas Akum and the fact that you're Kona? Are you Kona Avedas Akum because Akum is mamish like Hefker? Or no, the Chidur Shakra is that even if it belongs to somebody, the guys, still it goes into your Rishus. So he points out, and Rav Shechter likes to make this point all the time, Gezel Akum is not Mutter. It's a Machlokas in the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama. We Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Gezel Akum is Aser. So if you Paskin Gezel Akum is Aser, so then in such a case it still belongs to the guy. Yet the Torah puts in your Rishus. But the Torah is putting in your Rishus with a higher level Kenyan, not a lower level Kenyan. So Habata is a lower level Kenyan. That's going to work. Because there isn't any type of das acheres. But when it comes to Mitzia, he says, when it comes to Mitzia there, what you have is an even lower level of hakna. When it comes to Mitzia, you have a slightly higher level of hakna, because there still is bailus of the guy. It actually belongs to the guy. And since it belongs to the guy, in order to be kone, it would not be enough to have ri'ia to be kone from the guy. This is the ritva. And then we see an extension of that in the Imrei Moshe. That's Imrei Moshe's extension in being Miyashiv. Any clarification? So far, so good? Yes, Yisrael.
Didn't we say that the Imrei Moshe disagrees with the Ritva?
What?
We said that the Imrei Moshe
Yes, there is a point that he disagrees. There is a point that he disagrees.
Because the Ritva says that there's no das acheres by the Metzia, and that's
right.
Why he's
nachon, nachon, nachon. But the methodology is a similar type of methodology. I agree. That's how we said it last time. By the way, if anybody wants to see the Kosa Yeshuas, here's the Kosa Yeshuas as well. It's a fascinating. Wait a second. Yeah, here's most of it. Okay, now. This, yes, Mimon.
So it seems, if I understand you correctly, it's saying it's sort of completely off.
Yes, we made that point. We made that point, which is interesting, keeping the history in mind as well. Nachon, we made that point. That's. I would like to discuss with you afterwards, but it's not my agenda for today. But you're right, we did notice that, yes.
In what way is he extending the...
Oh, the way in which he's extending the Ritva is... that we see from the Ritva that the level of kinyan that you need to do depends on whether you view that there's a das acheres makna over here or not. And right, that's what Yisrael's point was. It's not the same thing as the Ritva. By the way, the footnotes do not, even though they're right, that there's something very similar that's going on in the Ritva, they don't point out, they say that the Imre Moshe was mechavin to the Ritva. That's not a correct formulation, but as Yisrael points out, the formulation is not correct. Good manu, so far so good? Beautiful. Okay. Rabosai, once we have the Rishonim and Achronim making this observation, we now go from approach Roman numeral 1 to approach Roman numeral 2, which was inspired by number 1. And that is... that over here, clearly, our sugya has anomalies to it. Either the anomaly that, like the Imre Moshe points out, that you're being zocha from Hefker Mamish when it comes to Abbot, and here there's a Das Acheres, or the Ritva's anomaly that's pointing out that here you don't have a classic Das Acheres. But Mitzia over here is not the classic type of Kenyan. That's all. I wanted to share with you that beautiful Lamdos about Avedas Akum, and then point out, that's what the telescope is teaching us. The telescope is teaching us that there's something here that's different than the classic form of Kinyan. Which then leads me to ask the following question. Who says, over here, we're talking about a full-fledged Kinyan? In other words, let's go a step further than the Ritva. Who says Re'iyah is a classic form of Kinyan altogether? What is our Masechta talking about? The Ran understands, in the premise of his question, of why do we start Shnayim Ochs and Michalis, that really our Masechta should be talking about Metzia, should start with Metzia, Elu Metzias. That's the starting point. We're now up to the Halachas of Metzias. And the Ran wants to know, why don't we start with Metzia? So we're talking about the halachos of someone finding a metziah. Could it possibly be that our sugya, up until we get to Rav Papa, until we know that we're talking about mekach u'memkar, mehechi teisi, we're talking about a kinyan of bailus altogether. Especially if you take our deal, that it's not Re'iyah Ba'alma. It's just Re'iyah, a Re'iyah. You'll ask me, why would I suggest such a thing? So it's a Beferish HaHalacha I shared with the Talmud. And in fact, Tosas in Kedushin really struggles with this himself. And I'm surprised that people don't discuss this more. Although I found obscure places where it is discussed. There is a Halacha where Re'iyah has significance even where a person's not Kona. Where's that? In Kedushin, Nuntes Amid Aleph. On Nuntes Amid Aleph in Kedushin, there is a case of Oni Hamahapich Bicharora. Oni Hamahapich Bicharora is the following case. You have a person. Now, by the way, Tosis and Bar Metzia brings this up. Tosis brings it up on Daf Yud, on the bottom. Oni Hamahapich Bicharora means that if you have somebody who is an Oni, who's looking for an item. Now, there's a big discussion in Rishonim what type of item it is, so we're going to steer away from that. He's looking for an item, and it's clear that he set his eyes on it. And someone else goes, swoops down, and grabs that item. So the halacha is, ani amapich v'charora, the one who grabs it in front of the ani, is Nikra Rasha. Now, notice the Lashon HaGemara. The fellow is called a Rasha. Is he called a Gazlan? No. So what's this halach of Ani HaMapich B'Charara? This halach of Ani HaMapich B'Charara is all about someone getting first dibs. That's what Ani HaMapich B'Charara is about. And what is that? That's first dibs al Yidei Riyah.
Why do you need Ani?
You don't need Ani. Very good question. Ayin B'Tosas and Ayin B'Tosas and Kedushin and Tesemrah. It's Lav Dafka Ani. They're probably because of the emphasis of Russia. In such a case, the guy had first dibs, and someone else came and swooped and got it. To the point that Tosfos in Kedushin, according to the Maskana, in Kedushin on the Tes Amid Aleph, Tosfos is not a riot to this Yisrael, but I'm just showing how relevant our sugya is. Both Kedos and Kedushin on the Tes Amid Aleph, now Tosfos is Mefurish, that's why it emphasized in Bometzia as much, and Tosfos and Bometzia on Yud Amid Aleph, so are bothered at the end of the day, why is it that we don't have this halacha when it comes to Metzia? And he doesn't answer, obviously, because he's a Rasha. Why don't you apply it when it comes to Metzia? In other words, in the world of theory, from Tosis Havamina, you see that the cases are similar, and Tosis needs to create chilukim to be mechalik. Now, obviously, Tosis' chilukim are not relevant to us, because we're in the Havamina, where Riyah is Konen. Tosis is discussing in the Maskana, where Riyah is not Konen. But the rule of Ani HaMapich B'Charara is an emissary rule. That rule exists. Im Keinim Atvar. Maybe, when I read the Rashi, I thought Rashi of Kodem Sheik Besa was saying something different. And again, I'm being honest, this is not typical of the way of what I present. This is a chiddush to be thrown out at the Avrichim for everybody to fight about whether to finally convince me that I'm wrong, so I could put it out of my head and put it out of my Talmidim's heads who've already heard it, or maybe this is worthy of being advanced further. And that is it possible, Rashi, when he says, Kodem Sheik Besa Osa, the Rashi is telling me that I have rights to this before you picked it up. Before you did the Kenyan. But not to necessarily say that it's a full-fledged Kenyan. And I'll explain what I mean Bli Neder in detail if necessary. And this is the linchpin of what I want to share with you. I suggested to the Talmid, you remember when we did the Pnei Yoshua and I suggested Zuchus, what was the terminology we made up? Zuchus Kinyan, or Zuchus Kedima. So, wait just a second, Mimon, let me just give background so the daily shear follows what I'm saying. So, at the time, I wasn't sure if the Pnei Yoshua was saying it. Now, I don't think the Pnei Yoshua was probably learning like the Maharam Shif. But during the Achnasa Sefer Torah, the amazing thing, so there's a lot of standing around during this amazing Achnasa Sefer Torah. So I was standing next to Yisrael, and we started revisiting the whole issue. And then we were looking for that Beis Halevi that you guys made reference to. And then we opened up the Otzim Mefarshei Talmud. And I saw that the Sefer Avnei Kodesh says the following chiddush. Now, first of all, a little bit of history. A Shlomo creditor told me, who's the Avnei Kodesh? There's a famous tzaddik here, right here, in the Old City. This is why this is, I think, very, very, very cool. There's a big tzaddik here known as, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Beran. I think it was Rav David Beran. He had a father whose name was Rav Nachum. I can't pronounce the last name. He's the Mechaber Sefer Avnei Kodesh. He lived here, and he was known as one of the great tzaddikim of the Old City 80, 90 years ago. Rav Shlomo told me that he used to learn Bechavrusa Kabbalah with Rav Zundel Salat. There's a story about a key. People know there's a story about a key, that there was a special room that a few Yechidei school he used to go to. Anyhow, he's one of those people from that famous story with the key. Either way, this is the Sefer Avnei Kodesh. Take a look what he says. And first of all, by the way, this is the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And this was something that's been entirely forgotten. I think a sheet that's entirely forgotten, and the stones are bringing it out again. Take a look what Avnei Kodesh says. And Tosis Dibar Maskel B'Ri'iyah. He says the following. Oef Shalomar. The second column. D'Ri'iyah Kana. Oef Shalomar, second column. right under Tosas. It's underlined. Dereiya kana rakish magbiya achakach. Nasa hakinyin limafreya me'es hareiya. Avul ira lechod be'emes lo kana. Of course! No one ever thought that Re'iyah alone was Kana. At least Rashi. No one ever understood that in the Gemara. What's our sugya talking about? And that's where the telescope is very, very important. What are we talking about? We're talking about a Metziah. We have an item that doesn't belong to anybody. Who's entitled to this Metziah? And then skipping down a little bit in Rashi. Ubazeh yesh liyashiv. We'll come back to the whole piece. Ubazeh yesh liyashiv divrei Rashi. Re'isi kodem shek besa. Klomar avsha agba havika adadi. Even if both of them picked it up at the same time. Mikol makum re'isi kodem agba. Avlata lo re'isa. The emphasis, kodem shek besa, I have first rights. But the kinyan is only going to work l'mafreya. Of course, re'iyah is not a kinyan. It's a z'chus, and I have a raya. Oni amal b'chacharor is a raya. And you see, Tosfos is even struggling both in Kedushin and in Bamitzia Daf Yud with this phenomenon. Oh, in Kainim Advarim. In Kainim Advarim. First of all, comes along Avnei Kodesh, and he says, based on this, I could be Miyashiv. Tosfos is Kasha. And based on this, Rabbosai, all of Tosis' questions fall away. The case of Re'iyah on Daf Yud, where we say you're not Kona, over there, we're not talking about a case where the other fellow was Magbia. There, Re'iyah is alone. Re'iyah alone is not Kona. Re'iyah is not alone is not Kona. Our sugya is talking about a Zechus, up until we talk about Mekach u'Memgar. And then something dramatic changes in our sugya. Once you have Rav Papa, so now you're already talking about something else. Then we're talking about when you have Mekach u'Memgar, you're no longer talking about a Zechus Mitzia. In Kainim Advarim, now we have another understanding, not only of these smaller problems, also the location of the building of the entire Mesechta. Like the Rosh pointed out, and Rev Yehuda Tenenbaum told me that Rav Michal Zilber in his Daf Yomi Shir said that the answer to why we start with Shnayim Osim Betalos is like the premise of the Ran's question, and that is that we want to discuss Metziah. And when it comes to Metziah, so two cases of Metziah. You have a case of Metziah where there is Avedas Yisrael with a simin v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. But then there's another case when you have Avedas Akum. And we have Avedas Akum, so then in such a case, how does a person acquire Avedas Akum? That's the way in which our Masechta begins. And therefore, and the Hava Amina is that just like when it comes to being Zoche from Bayani Hamahapech Becharara, a Re'iyah would work, so too over here, the Mitzasiyah is a Re'iyah that would give him the Schus Kedima. Kamashmala, no, that's not what our Sugi is talking about at all. And the Kamash Malan is that the Re'iyah doesn't work. Yeah. Avi, go ahead. Okay. Manu.
Just two things I would like to put forward is, number one, it should if it was about, according to Rashi in the Avnei Kodesh, if it was about them picking it up together, why would you have said, I saw it before you picked it up? I saw it before we both picked it up
right.
At the same time.
Right.
And number two is, if he is saying that I saw it when we both picked it up, then how did Rashi make the diuk from the din of Yachloku that might have shown us that Re'iyah was a kinyan?
So, right.
No, so, not if they picked it up together, then there's no way that you can know. Maybe Yachloku comes because they picked it up together. How do you know it comes out of Re'iyah?
If he picked it up as well, he doesn't need to say we picked it up. The fact that he's saying Re'iyah is his...
No,
the
din yachloki might be coming out.
The
din yachloki might be coming out. The fact that they picked it up together.
Your point is a valid point, but your point is not a pircha. What Manu is pointing out is that some achronim say the midiktani yachloku, the follow up of Rashi, fits better according to Maharam Shif's type of pshat. That's true. That's true. It's not a kasha.
Why? How can you prove from
No, you're right. I'm not being masmir b'diktani yachloku. I came to your conclusion as well. When I was weighing these two pshatim, I did make the point to myself, I think that we discussed with the Talmidim, that the b'diktani yachloku actually works a little bit better according to the Maharam Shiv's pshat. That I think is a valid point. That's not pirchah. About the kodim sheikh beso, so let me just spell out to everybody what manu is bothered by. Well, how did the avnei kodesh learn?
I don't think that's a problem.
Wait, let's just spell it out, that everybody should know, understand what he's saying. What manu is bothered by is manu is saying at the end of the day, what we're presenting is, despite the fact that both of you picked it up together, nevertheless, that both of them picked it up. Since I saw it, the chiddush is that I get first dibs. That's a chiddush. So Manu is saying, so why emphasize sheikh beis ha'osa? Emphasize that both of us picked it up. Sheikh banu biyacha. That's Manu's kash. Okay. I need to think about it. I don't think it's a legitimate question. We need to work on it. I do think, though, again, to drive home this what I'm trying to do over here, is after you finish a sugya, you're supposed to, at the end of the day, you're supposed to try to see it from a new set of eyes. And I think just because there was one way that people were looking at it, always, I heard from one of the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik that was something that was something very special in the derech that Rav Chaim gave us through Rav Yoshe Ber. And that is to try to be able to see, to try to look at the words that are in front of us, and not at the assumptions that all the Rishonim and the Achronim are making. And I think that this is something that has definitely a legitimate place. Again, it works, it's really Misameach, if you take this diuk of the Kos Yeshuos seriously. If you take the diuk of Ba'alma, that this is not a Ba'alma din. So this is what I wanted to share with you. I think it also it really puts in the Misameach. I started saying Rabbi Yonah Zilber, did I make that point? Yeah. Rabbi Yonah Zilber said that the Masechta begins with Mitziah, because that's what makes sense. According to the Rush, as the Rush points out, we're talking about a case of a Mitziah by Rav Goyim. And so we're talking about a Mitziah Rav Goyim. It could very well be. By the way, I looked through Eilu Mitziahs. Eilu Mitziahs does not have the halacha of Avedas Akum. It doesn't have it. So it could very well be that our entire Masechta was starting first with a case of Aveda, which is Hefker. And then there is a Hava Mina that Re'io would work, and that would be enough to allow me the rights, not only vis-a-vis the halacha mikra rasha, but mamish, give me the rights as long as it's kodem sheikh beisosa. That explains why Rashi changed it. It answers all the questions of the sugya as well. We're no avtosas. You're no longer talking about dafka hap. We're not relevant to the sugya of abata because we're not talking about pure kinyan. It's not relevant to sugya of daf yudam and aleph because it's not pure kinyan. I think this is a fresh look. And then what happened is, then something very dramatic happened with Rav Papa. This came up. The Kollel fellows were discussing this. What, you know, the Ramban's kasha? How could it possibly? What happened to the Hava Amina, the Gemara, and so on and so forth? That might be relevant. That what happened by Maven Yavin by Rav Papa. Rav Papa was not only changing the perspective in terms of whether we're talking about Metzia Mekach Hamemka, but rather Rav Papa is saying no. We're talking about an entirely different agenda. We're not dealing with an agenda of simply some type of schus kedima of a mitzia, and how a mitzia eventually becomes yours, but rather we're talking about a fight over kinyanim, and so on and so forth, and then memela, of course, Re'iyah is not going to be konam. We're marviyach so much. You know, how could it possibly be that our Gemara was discussing Re'iyah, 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 and at the end of the day, let's say we reject even the Avnei Kodesh. Let's say the Avnei Kodesh is wrong in his deal. But at the end of the day, there still remains this possibility that the sugya of Re'i over here is not the classic form of Kinyanim, that all of Tosis's kashas fall away. A diuk that I don't like, but someone told me that I was mechamin to one of the unique Talmid Echam that came out of Panovich, Rosh Yeshiva Kfar Hasidim, who just passed away in his 50s. So a Talmud of his, Rav David Mann, he was known as being one of the big Iluyim that came out of Panovich in the 50s or 60s. I think Rabina knew of him well. So he said, so my cousin told me, who learned in Kfar Hasidim, this cousin of mine is holding in all the Shas. You could ask him, he went in any place at Shas. He's one of the 70 editors of Masifta. So I had him on the phone because his wife is a niece of Reb Aaron Chadash. So I wanted to find out shiva information for Reb Tzinnevenzal because they're mishpacha. So when I had him on the phone, so I told him what this pshat, and he said to me, he looked back in his notebook and he said, Rav David Mann Zatzal just passed away last year, said this pshat, and he had in his notes, he said he wasn't convinced about this diuk of Rav David Mann, but in Rashi Divar Maskel Tana, Rashi says, V'harbe b'nei Adam korin la mitzia mishas re'iyah. Oh yeah, very good, mishas re'iyah. So Rav Mann was known as being an Ilui. Rav Mann wanted to advance. So why did Rashi say Mishas? What's Rashi's emphasis of Mishas? So the reason why Rashi says Mishas is not because the Re'iyah is the Kenyan, but there's a Talich, there's a process. So the simple pshat of Rashi is not that. I don't know, Matt. Man was not happy with you. Yeah, in other words, right. Generally, we're not as Iluim like Matt and Rav Mann. But Pashtus is not that way. Mishasri, the Pashtus is. But the point is that there was a big Talmud Chacham who did say such a pshat. And that, you know, Rabbi Braunschweiger would say cynically now, any pshat that you want, some Talmud Chacham is going to say, and you'll find it in some sefer. That's what my Rebbe used to say. So he wasn't necessarily convinced about whether pshat is correct. But it's definitely, I think, this is just a cherry on the top of the sugya, just for something for the Beis Medrash to handle with, whether it's mukhrach or not.
Yes,
I
think.
Honey is going to mean that I have rights from the kinyan when I do hakpa. No, I have the first right. No. You're going to need to say that Connery means provided that you also do a hakpa. Rav Avi is pointing out that part of what makes this a tremendous chidush is that the Gemara does use the word Connery. In other words, that's why the Rishonim understood it that way. The Gemara did use the word Connery. At the end of the day, if we were talking about Zchus Kedima, then it might be different. But even just to have the refund that he's in the Ray Moshe is also good.
Change. It changes the